This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Springfield, Massachusetts is inching closer to getting a casino. The State Gaming Commission plans to spend most of next week on the final stages of licensing MGM Resorts International to build the only casino in the state's western region. MGM's $800 million proposal would cover almost 15 acres of downtown Springfield with a gambling and entertainment resort.
But the state's casino law is under threat of possible repeal at the ballot box. So MGM executives want the commission to delay the final licensing process until the state's highest court decides whether the repeal question will be put to voters.
Joining us now from Las Vegas is the president of MGM Springfield, Michael Mathis. Mike, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Sasha.
And Mike, since MGM is the only applicant left standing and therefore the presumed winner of the license, tell us why you think the casino licensing process needs to be slowed down until the ballot question issue is resolved.
What we've asked the commission to do is to choose us and designate us as the winner for the Western Mass license, and to make that award effective upon the repeal issue hopefully being defeated at the Supreme Judicial Court level, but if necessary, if it goes on the ballot, to make it effective upon the voters voting it down.
And the timing issue here is that the Gaming Commission is expected to award the Western Mass license this month, but then the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts is expected to rule the following month on whether to let a casino repeal question go to the November ballot. So tell us why you find that problematic.
The implications of being officially awarded the license are that there are significant fees required to be paid, and we're more than happy to pay them if, in fact, we have a final award. But to pay these significant fees to only find out that the issue's really been deferred to a potential ballot vote, we find problematic. No one would expect us to start building a $800 million project 6 months forward through the end of the year, knock down buildings, really disrupt the whole downtown corridor just to find out that the law is no longer in effect. To be asked to put all these dollars, $100 to $200 million, at risk waiting for the vote, we think is unfair and unreasonable.
So basically, MGM doesn't want to shell out all that money until it knows for sure whether the casino law is going to stand in Massachusetts.
That's right. And, you know, we owe an obligation to our shareholders, and everyone understands the intention of the law was that all of these triggers came up when there was a final award and not this limbo stage that we find ourselves in, which hopefully is only 30 days of limbo.
So you'd like to be named the recipient, but not actually officially get the license until after the SJC makes a decision.
Correct. Or if necessary, when it goes to the ballot and hopefully the voters turn down the repeal.
What happens if the State Gaming Commission is unwilling to adjust its timeline and goes ahead and awards you the license this month? What will you do? Will you pay the fees?
We've indicated we would not pay the fees, that we would not be willing to do that, and that we would instead wait for the SJC decision to be made.
This may be a question with an obvious answer, but how do you feel about the prospect of Massachusetts voters getting to vote on whether to repeal the state's casino law?
You know, we're opposed to it. Those that want to have it go to the voters are very well-intentioned, and we understand the desire for everyone to have a vote on this, but we think it's just too far into the process to change the rules.
Mike, how much money has MGM spent so far on this Springfield casino process?
We're probably have spent about $40 million over the last 2.5 years on this effort.
And is there any point where MGM just says, that's it, this is costing too much, we have to walk away?
I don't think so, given what we understand the timeline to be. I think worst case scenario, where we're working towards a November vote, and we're committed to do that, and we'll have partners in that effort. And obviously, in the short term, we're hopeful that come 4th of July or so, that we've got both a designation from the commission and the SJC has ruled and rejected the petition, and then certainly we're ready to put shovels in the ground at that point. But no, we're committed through this process.
MGM has described this Springfield proposal as different than casinos it's built in the past because it's right downtown versus on the edge of a city. How do you think that's a benefit for Springfield?
I think it's a tremendous benefit. It integrates our development into the downtown corridor and acts, in our view, as a revitalization of the urban core.
A city that really needs it.
In a city that desperately needs it. Springfield is doing wonderful things, and they continue to do wonderful things, but they really need what they lost when the National Armory closed in the late 60s and took 6,000 jobs away from it. So we're excited to be right in the center of a wonderful downtown that's got a lot of great amenities, and it just needs that jump start. And you know, our $800 million of development and all of the tourism that we would bring would not only benefit our facility and our company, but we think it'll give exposure to what's already a really great downtown area with the MassMutual Center, Six Flags down the street, and Symphony Hall, City Stage, the Connecticut River. It's got great riverfront potential, and it just needs that kickstart.
On the other hand, in cities where there are casinos right downtown, like, say, Detroit, it really hasn't played out the way you're proposing. You know, most of the money being spent goes to in-house restaurants, in-house recreation and entertainment, rather than the little coffee shop around the corner. Why do you think it would be different in Springfield?
Well, you know, Sasha, I challenge that a bit. I think Detroit's a little bit unique, but we've got wonderful supporters in Detroit. We employ, you know, nearly 4,000 people in Detroit. Over half of them are Detroit residents. So there is some of that economic development. We've got partnerships with the local chamber, with the local teams, for example. We've got a great partnership with the Tigers and the Red Wings, and we're able to leverage all of the tourism that comes for the facility to put those people back out into downtown Detroit. But what makes Springfield all the more unique and perhaps better in terms of that integration is that we really turn the casino inside out. We've talked a lot about the inside out design.
For our listeners who haven't heard that inside out expression, what does that mean? What does that look like?
It's the opposite of what used to be the old casino model, which is one or two entrances to keep the guests in the facility. It was a casino in a box, call it. Our facility has about 18 different entrances, so you can come into the facility and leave the facility without being driven through the gaming area. And we've got 54 market rate apartments on the facility. We've got a great outdoor plaza. So there's just a number of ways to get into the facility and out of the facility that face Main Street, and we didn't design Detroit that way.
Michael Mathis is the president of MGM Springfield. Mike, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.